you about 18 points to 10 in the lead here, very much in control. Full value for the margin. Madden did have about four chances in a row at a stage when they were well in the game. One of them dropped short, the other tailed wide. But again, you guys, they had a goal chance. Colin from Rogan had it blocked by the goalkeeper. And the ball is kicked in. Connor Grimley has nailed another two-pointer, I think. Yeah, so that's 18-12. But Newbury's have just got into such a commanding position. Ossian Doherty was 5 points. Connor McAtee, the captain, was 4 points. Just, it's sort of vintage Newbury, a spread of scores, comfortable on the ball. And Mark McGrogan, he kept with Darren McMullen for the majority of the game, which was the key matchup. And Nathan Rox has landed the ball into the wing, and Callum McBride looks like he's going to pick up a possession. It's not. It's a sideline ball for Madden, but at 18-10 with 20-odd seconds left, it's all about the Gary Champions at the moment. They'll play Scotstown in 2 weeks' time. Sean Herson has sounded the final whistle slightly early, but that's the way it is now. The last four is known in Ulster. It's Newbridge 2 to play Scotstown, Kilkoo against Erin Gales, and Newbridge were a point ahead of half-time. Ossian Doherty with a three just on the half-time whistle, essentially, after leading by 3 points early on. Connor Grimley hit 2 two-pointers for Madden, but in the second half is whenever Newbridge opened that gap. Paddy McGrogan from a 45, 2 quick-fire points from Connor McAteer, and they never really looked back after that. And saying that, as I said earlier on, as Madden missed those chances, you just wonder how that would have changed the game, because they were fairly economical in the Armagh final. But today, it was Newbridge who were just polished. They were good in everything they did. They grew in the second half, and they now book their spot against Scotstown in 2 weeks' time.